Well, coming up on Saturday is an interesting event hosted by MPIRG here at UMD. It runs from 1 to 3. It has to do with census and redistricting. The state demographer, Susan Brower, is going to be one of the guest speakers at that event, and she joins us on the phone this morning to talk a little bit about the whole topic of the census. Susan, good morning, and thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about the idea of the census, and is it important to the lives of the average American? We're at a point, the way we operate these days, where somebody comes knocking at the door, and it's not somebody that we've invited over to the house or a guest, and we're just, oh, no, I don't want to be bothered. Yeah. And yet it's your nice census taker person who's actually got a job doing this, and we need to be nice. Why is it important?
So the census isn't something we think about very often. Not even I think about it until it starts coming around. And you're right. People increasingly are tired of being asked questions about themselves. We get it kind of everywhere we turn. But the census is something that runs really deep in the fabric of how we organize ourselves into communities and how we organize our political power and how we distribute public funds across communities. It's kind of the basis for all of those things. You know, we don't think about it a whole lot, but before we even get political districts, we need to know how many people are living in a certain area, and that becomes the basis for our political representation. So it's super important, only comes around every 10 years, and it's something that we're really beginning to think about now in 2019.
So in that sense, we're not being surveyed as we so often are, so that somebody can take the information that we give them and try to manipulate us into doing something. You know, buying a product is
right.
Usually, I guess, the kind of thing. It's not, you know, this is all for somebody else's benefit. They just want to figure out how to sell me something. This is something that could really benefit us. And yet, even with the census now, we've got some questions about, is this really going to benefit us or not? What are some roadblocks other than, you know, maybe our distaste for being quizzed about stuff that keep people from participating? Roadblocks to keep everybody from stepping up to being counted?
Well, the way that we live now makes it increasingly harder for us to take a census. And when I say us, I mean the federal government. The census is part of the Department of Commerce, the U.S. Census Bureau. They are the ones who are responsible. Here at the state and local levels, we're just supporting the outreach and educational efforts. Maybe I shouldn't say just, but that's an important piece. The roadblocks that we see are that we increasingly live in a time where it is hard to reach people because people are mobile. They live in households that are kind of non-traditional households, and so it makes it kind of hard to think about who should I put on my census form, who should be included. And then there's an increasing distrust generally in government. And so as all these things kind of come together, it makes it increasingly difficult decade after decade to make sure that there is an accurate and complete count.
Now, the president has asked for a question to be added to the census asking participants, are they citizens? The federal judge has said, nope, not doing this. So, of course, the challenge is, I believe, on its way to the Supreme Court. What are some of the issues surrounding that question on a census?
Well, it's primarily the issue is that it was added very late in the process. So the Census Bureau typically tests things for many, many years prior to launching the questions or the way that a question is asked in the actual census, and that's because they have got this one chance to get it right. It's very expensive, and you can't go back and do it over. So what happened with the citizenship question is that it was added very late in the game, that there was no testing around what it might do to response rates. And the concern is that given kind of the current political climate around immigration, that there will be a sizable decline in response rates because this question has been asked. Now, I should add that it's not the question itself that is a problem here. It's a question that's already asked on huge Census Bureau surveys. It's information we currently get through the American Community Survey, but adding it to the decennial census without kind of knowing what the outcome is going to be in terms of response is really the issue here.
One of the things that's very disheartening as a member of the public, as a citizen of this world in which we find ourselves, is the idea of the way that some of these things can be used, the way that the typically value-neutral, party-neutral, politically neutral processes like the census, you increasingly see efforts to manipulate these processes to benefit one person or another, one party or another. The idea of suppressing voters, of making it more difficult for people to vote, to suppress voters because this seems to benefit someone. The idea of when you take a look at redistricting and the idea that districts are drawn to benefit this person or that person or this party or that party, or this side or that side. How can, is there anything that the everyday citizen can do to stand up and say, stop it? Or is this just the kind of thing that we need to invite people over so that we can rant and vent to one another?
Well, I can speak, you know, as a demographer, as someone who works closely with the Census Bureau, that everyone who's working on this effort kind of from the inside is interested in one thing, and that is a complete and accurate count. It is unfortunate if there are kind of political winds that change kind of how that might be done. But I can say that, you know, one of the reasons I went into demography in the first place is because I liked how politically neutral it was, that it was a useful thing to do without, you know, going one way or another politically. And so I think what we can do is make sure that we are counted, because that's something that will benefit us and will benefit our community. And it's a politically neutral thing to do to participate in the census.
So regardless of what goes on kind of after the numbers are there, that's kind of I'm hearing you say that's sort of a different argument. That's maybe a different process. That's a different issue to bring up with different people. But as far as the census is concerned, that is politically neutral, and wave your hand and say, yep, I'm here.
That's right. That's our goal. We want to count everyone, regardless of their political leaning, regardless of any characteristic about them. The point is to count absolutely everyone, so that when the redistricting happens and when funds are distributed, that it can be done with the best information kind of informing those later decisions.
I'm guessing that this event that is coming up here at UMD, that's going to be hosted on Saturday by MPIRG, is going to give folks a lot of opportunity to talk a little bit about some of these questions in a little bit more detail. Who are you hoping attends the event, and what are some of the things that you either expect or hope will come out of it?
Well, I'm looking forward to this Saturday. I think it's going to be a great event. I will be talking about just how the census works and how people can get involved if it's something that they want to help do to educate people about the census before it arrived in our mailboxes. That's something that I'll be talking about. And then the other speaker, Richard Buckaloo, will be talking about redistricting. And so if you are interested in any of these issues that we've talked about today, we'll be going into greater detail both on the census side and on the redistricting side, we'll cover it all.
And folks will have opportunities to ask some of those questions. And if they need to be pointed in a different direction to ask somebody else, there will be signposts, no doubt, available.
That's right. Yep.
Susan, thank you so very much for taking some time to talk with us this morning. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Susan Brower, Minnesota State demographer, our guest this morning here on Northland Morning.